Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 4. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who he was pledged to be married to him. And they were expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. This morning, we present to you the first Noel. Noel translates to mean Christmas. So that's the story that we're telling this morning through song, is the story of Christmas. I talked a little bit last week about the manger, about the barn where two very young, I'm going to say children, teenagery type children, who were scared to death. But their faith got them through that. There was no mom and daddy there to go save them. They had to do it. But they got it done because they had faith in their God. They brought us a baby Jesus. God in man form here on earth. Here as a weak child to show us the pathway to be a Christian, the pathway to repentance. So that's what our program is about this morning. The manger is our grounding rod for every Christian that exists. And we get to rejoice with that once a year. And this is our time this year to do that. I give to you the first and the will.
Sky. What a wonderful story we have to share at Christmas. It begins with a promise, with the people waiting for a promised son. It focuses on a young couple engaged to be married. It features a choir of angels, a band of shepherds, and a baby sleeping in a manger filled with hay. There is a new star in the sky, kings from a distant land, and precious treasures. This is what we celebrate, the reason we sing. Glory! Glory to God in the highest.
Sing the song of the birth of the Savior.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Come from heaven to sleep in a manger.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Hear the good news from Bethlehem. Shepherds who found him.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Tell the news of the star that announced him.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Tell of wise men and gold they bring.
Frankincense for an offering.
And the myrrh. Celebration.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Jesus comes down to bring us salvation.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Every heart that has known his love.
Every life that has felt his touch.
Add your song to the angels above. Sing the song of the birth of the Savior.
Glory,
come from heaven to sleep in a manger. This is cause for a great celebration. Jesus comes down to bring us salvation. Glory, glory in the highest. Glory, glory in the highest.
One of the most familiar carols of this season is a song of French origin that is centuries old. Its verses retell the entire Christmas story, and they encourage us to give thanks to God for the incredible gift of His Son to be our Savior. The word Noel means Christmas, but it's also like singing Happy Birthday. And what a better way could there be to welcome our Lord than to join in by singing a birthday song that celebrates His coming to earth.
Noel, Noel,
Under any circumstances, the events surrounding the birth of Jesus would be dramatic. Mary and Joseph had already faced suspicion, scorn, and danger. They had traveled far from home, and then Mary had to deliver her son in a stable. Yet this story is so much more. The baby was Emmanuel, God with us. He was the long-awaited Messiah. He was the Lamb of God, born to carry our sins to the cross.
Glory of God shine.
angel host filled the sky near Bethlehem with praise as they announced the Savior's arrival. Like those angels, we can't help but begin lifting our own joyful songs to honor him. We proclaim that he is God, he is King, and he is welcome in our hearts. The helpless baby who was laid in the manger that first Christmas night would grow up as the son of a poor carpenter. He would reach manhood and begin a public ministry that would find him going to the poor and the outcast, healing the sick, raising the dead, and demonstrating his power over the natural world. He would teach the people about God's love and show them by example what true greatness meant. His mission wouldn't be completed until it took him to a cross, a grave, and a resurrection. And even then, his story would not be finished. In our minds, the manger has become forever identified with Emmanuel's coming. It is almost as if the spotlight of history shines on it so we can't ignore it or forget that at the very heart of Christmas, there is only this. Jesus, God's only begotten Son, was born for our salvation.
Jesus at the center.
Testament scripture is rich with so many prophecies about the one that God would send to redeem us. And every one of them was fulfilled in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of that little baby born on that holy night. Our Savior has come, and that is why we are filled with hope and joy.
What do y'all think?
In case y'all do not know it, this group of folks can be unruly sometimes. And sometimes we have to reel them back in. And they get a little impatient, and they think, "Ooh, we're never going to do this." They did it. So, congratulations, y'all. You did it. And the same thing I say for you. I think I'm going to do this.